Hello friends, welcome back to another video. This is Gabriel Meneses, your e-commerce coach, and today we're talking all about SEO, so make sure to pay close attention. You need to go and watch until the end because I'm revealing different things that you need to fix right away if you want to start ranking on Google, okay? If you want your Shopify e-commerce store to start getting free traffic from this amazing search engine, okay? So we're talking about six different things that you need to fix ASAP, okay? So as soon as possible. So you need to start fixing these six things, okay? So first, not using enough keyword modifiers, okay? This means that maybe you're selling, let's say, water bottles and you want to actually get different ways to say it. So you need to find and do the research on how else you can say this specific keyword that you want to rank, okay? The more different ways that you say it, the more opportunities you will be able to rank this, okay? You can first start with your title and then you do the main keywords there in your title. But then obviously in the description, your H1, H2, different ways to actually start writing your descriptions, use different words that actually describe your main product, okay? So you need to start using different keyword modifiers to start ranking right away, okay, in different pockets of Google, okay? This is super, super important. Number two is not focusing on click-through rate, okay? So as you know, inside Shopify, you can actually modify the SEO portion of the website, okay? Right here, when you do your title and description on how you actually show up on Google, okay, you need to modify this optimizing for clicks, okay? You don't need to be just putting it super plain vanilla. You need to go ahead and push for that click because you are fishing. You want people to click your listing inside Google, okay? And the best way to do this is by showcasing like the best way you can, okay? Doing clickbaity kind of things, but actually that are true. And you need to be able to push this as the best as you can. So the best way that you can do this is by going to your competitors' ads in Google and looking at how they're writing ads, okay? Then you go ahead, look, learn, and then modify, and then improve it, and then do this inside your Shopify SEO portion, okay? If you don't know how to do this, there is a free guide, heymeneses.com-toolkit, where I explain you how to do the Shopify SEO step by step. This is super important. And if you don't do this, you are missing a big opportunity to send people for completely free to your Shopify or e-commerce store. Okay. So go ahead. The link is in the description and in the pinned comment. heymeneses.com-toolkit to learn how to actually get an amazing click-through rate inside your SEO portion of Shopify. Okay. Then number three is having a slow website, okay? Maybe you're using a team that has so many things going on, you don't compress your images, you have so many videos and things going on that your Shopify website is super slow, okay? You need to fix this right away because if your website is slow, you won't be appearing first on Google, okay? Google wants like amazing websites that are optimized, amazing products answering questions from customers. They won't put you first if you have a slow website, okay? So the thing that you need to do is first go to all of your images and compress them, okay? You can use an app inside the Shopify stores. You can also do compressor.io if you want to do it for completely free. You download all of your images from your website and then go to compressor.io to make sure to compress them without losing quality. Then what you need to do is to upload the images and actually you will have a faster website just by doing this. Then you need to get rid of all of the apps that you're not using and also delete all of the videos and photos that you're actually not using and make your website, your store as light as possible, okay? After this, do a speed test. You can also do it from inside the Shopify, but you can also do it from the Google ecosystem. And then you will see exactly if your website is fast enough to actually receive customers, okay? Then number four is not enough content with different keywords. Again, this ties with the thing that's number one, which is not using keyword modifiers. But this one is actually super, super important because it's not only about the main keywords, but also about making your description super rich, okay? You need to actually explain your product and actually have an FAQ section, actually describe how to use it. If you have an installation, give that information. You need to put a lot of information inside your description so you can actually sell the item have the customer to understand what's going on and also have enough information to rank inside Google, okay? So I'm not telling you to write an essay like 1,000, 2,000 words in your description, but don't have like 100 words, okay? You need to at least have a sweet spot between 250, 300 to 500 words with different formats, okay? Headlines, bullet points, different bold, italics. You need to actually start changing so you make the reader keep reading, and that's your main goal, okay? I have a copywriting video that can help you with this. Go ahead and look in my playlist and you will be able to find these copywriting videos so you can actually understand how to write amazing, amazing product descriptions, okay? Once again, if you're not sure if your store is ready to receive traffic, I also have an actual review that I do for you. The link is in the description. You can go there, just read it, what I offer. I actually go ahead, go inside your website, review it, scroll down. I give you all of the tips on how you can improve and everything, so you're ready to send people to your store, okay? You can find more information about this at heymeneses.com, okay? And you'll find the information is super, super useful for you if you're not ready, if your store is ready to receive traffic, okay? So then we have number five, which is duplicate content, okay? So many people, so many users, they have like the same product 3-5 times with different angles and all of these. So start duplicating things and pages, okay? Have one page for your main product and then optimize from there, okay? Another thing that you need to keep in mind is not to actually start repeating yourself 3 times, 4 times with the same message, okay? Let's say that you were writing this description that I was telling you in tip number 4, but you're saying things over and over again with the same words, okay? If you are using the same words over and over again, you're missing the point. You're actually leaving money on the table, okay? Each word that you put inside your product page is a new way that someone can find you on Google, okay? So make sure that you say different things with different ways, okay, in different words, and never, never repeat yourself, because once you put it once, it's enough for someone to actually go ahead and if they start reading it again, maybe halfway, it's gonna get boring, okay? You don't want that, okay? If you need to actually go ahead and have another call to action, that's fine, but you can say it in different words, okay? Just try to get different angles to have different ways to actually reach people, okay? Then finally, we have number 6, which is optimizing your URL, okay? You can change this inside the SEO portion of your Shopify website, of your website, okay? So make it super short, easy to understand with the main keywords so Google can understand and can actually optimize your website and then put it in the right place inside the search engine, okay? Again, you can find a guide that has everything step by step on how to optimize your store with the SEO in mind, okay? With the search engine optimization. heymeneses.com/toolkit. The link is in the description and also in the pinned comment, okay? So that is it for today. Go ahead, like this video if it helped you, and also subscribe to the channel to learn more about e-commerce and digital marketing, okay? I will see you in the next one, okay? Take care and bye-bye.